And football.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
To have you with us. Our friends at Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. I want to talk to you builders, remodelers, or handymen out there. They're going to team with you. Now, here's the thing, they're a full-service lumber yard. They know that you have all kinds of options. There's some good lumber yards out there. What they really want you to know is that they're going to earn your business. They say, give them a small job if you've never used them before. They will show you the Harbin Lumber way. You'll be treated with the STAR principles there. This is one of the most, it's one of the best blueprints I've ever seen, one of the best business models I've ever seen. They will work with you. They will help you manage your time and your money. They know that without you being successful, they're not successful. They could teach you about some of the products, ask, learn more about your niche and learn more about, your specific part of the business and help you make you more profitable. It is worth a phone call. Give them a shot at a small order. They'll earn the rest of your business. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Our telephone number, sorry about that, buddy, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Have a cough button. I missed it over here. Completely missed it. Overthrew it. Like Jake Fromm. Our healthcare text line, 986-1566. And our Twitter feed, my Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler. Josh Williams normally joins us at 725. He's going to move to Monday to give you the latest from Las Vegas. Scott Reimer normally at 7:45. He's on an airplane now landing. I forgot where he said he's landing. He'll join us at 8:40 once he lands to do the Tiger pregame, preview the Tiger pregame show, Road to Santa Clara begins the Tiger pregame show. And at 8:05 this morning, John Stillwell, tomorrow's a big youth day for the outdoorsmen and women. Delvin has been hanging on the longest, 654 Roar. Delvin, you're very, very patient. So thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
A couple things, Mickey. You talking about Alabama? And there's another big national championship game. North Dakota State, East Washington tomorrow.
Yeah, and Kansas State coaches or fans will be watching that one closely.
Yeah, and then Mickey, you talking about coaching changes? Lafleur was a candidate for the offensive coordinator job in Miami, but they said that he wanted the Temple job. He interested. I don't know if you said it or not, but he interested in the Temple job. I want you to take on that. No, I would ask you this for the game. What's the key for Clemson to bring on the national championship?
Delvin, I appreciate the phone call as usual, man. I hope you have a great weekend. And I'm going to be on the air Monday, so call me Monday as well. Thanks for calling in. Fedora, I know that Fedora is not, or I don't know this. I had read where Fedora is not interested in the Miami offensive coordinator job. I did not know that he had interest in the Temple job. So we'll see Temple in West Virginia still without a coach at this point, to my knowledge, without a coach at this point. Keys for Clemson, and Mr. Orr24, check in here with me if you can do this as well. Offensively, some semblance of a running game. When Clemson beat Alabama in Tampa, they ran the ball better than they did in the two losses. Wayne Gallman actually had a good game, and Clemson got some running game, quarterback run game, running back run game from that, and it wasn't just a one-dimensional deal against Alabama. So that's part of it. Get something out of the running game. Second part offensively is Trevor Lawrence, keep him upright. Pass pro will be extremely important. Thirdly, on offense, the wide receivers just have to make plays. Simple as that. I think they're going to run a pretty high two-safety look, and I think the wide receivers on the outside are going to have to make plays. That's my guess.
On that first thing, it's got you say something out of the run game. Mm-hmm. It's got to be something of significance at some point, right? He can't have 15 carries for 35 yards and that be something, right?
No, they didn't run the ball great against Notre Dame. Had 200 yards, most of that in the second half, but had the 62-yard run.
Yep.
But you know, 211 yards was great. I don't think either – well, Alabama could run for 200 yards.
Sure.
I don't think Clemson can run for 200 yards against Alabama. I don't think. If they do, Clemson wins the football game. It won't even be close. It would be close, but Clemson still wins. But, yeah, some consistency in the running game. And in short yardage, you know, you don't want to be – third down's going to be huge, obviously, possession downs there. But you got to get something out of the running game. The wide receivers have to compete. Higgins, Ross, Renfro. If you remember last year, Fitzpatrick took Renfro and Kelly Bryant took Renfro out of the game a little bit. They don't like Hunter Renfro. They don't like having to guard that. So, the matchups-wise – if you go four wides, you're going to have a two-on-two somewhere, right? They're not going to go dime against you, I don't think. If they go dime, then ETN has a big game. So you're going to have two-on-two somewhere. On that two-on-two side of the field, you got to make plays. When you get single coverage, you have to make plays. Like Mike Williams did. Quite frankly, the win in Tampa is your game, is your blueprint. Get some running game and get 50-50 balls.
Okay. The win in Tampa is your blueprint. You say like Mike Williams did. We can say like Artavis Scott did. Who's going to be the like Jordan Leggett?
Ross.
Okay.
You get four wideouts more than I think you spread Alabama out. I really do.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Because that's a glaring deficiency right now.
Yeah. Well, it is. But when you go four wides, that's your...
Then you
that's
take
your,
that off. I get it.
He's your tight end that stretches it. Now, defensively, I think it comes down to don't give up the huge chunk plays. They're going to hit some, and it's going to be demoralizing.
It's going to be a game of chunk plays for both sides, right?
I think you got to answer their chunks with your chunks.
You got to go chunk for chunk,
right? Like your cookies you're making. You got chunk for chunk. You can't give up the mega big plays. You know, I think you'll see the safeties having a huge part of this game. If Clemson's safeties play like they did against A&M or against South Carolina, it could be a long day. If they play like they did against Notre Dame, it'd be a nice win for them. We'll see. And then, anytime you play Alabama, non-offensive touchdowns are a huge key. The two times Alabama's beaten Clemson, kickoff return in Glendale and pick six in New Orleans. Both those plays turned the game. Non-offensive touchdowns. Hal is up next, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Hal. Thanks for hanging on so long. I hope you're doing well.
Pretty good, Mickey. You hear about DeAndre Hopkins donating his paycheck to the families of that over in Houston for the funeral?
I did. I'm glad you pointed that out, Hal. I really appreciate you pointing that out because what a great gesture for a family. It's not going to, you know, bring the daughter back or anything like that, but what a wonderful gesture by Nuke with that one.
And also, people in Chicago will be hoping for another fog bowl part two when those two met, you know?
Yeah, you remember, now, I was at, and Clemson was playing a bowl game either in Jacksonville or Orlando, and I remember watching that game when we were in Florida and seeing how you couldn't see it. You know, we with the South Carolina game this year, we kind of had our own little fog bowl this year a little bit.
Yeah, but not
like that.
That's a few minutes.
Yeah.
That's a few minutes, though.
That's right. And you know what? They say that San Francisco's known for fog. Heck, man, who knows? With the weather out there, we might have a little fog bowl out on the San Francisco Bay on Monday night.
And also, she's not going to be in the NFL when the playoffs start. It's just like starting the season all over because it used to be back in the day, a few decades ago, that a team that wins the top seed teams have been guaranteed a Super Bowl trip, you know?
Yeah, I think this, Al. I think the AFC is wide open. And I think that you will see, I think any of those AFC teams can come from a wild card and go that route. In the NFC, I'm not sure, you know, the Saints and Rams, to me, maybe, you know, going into, can those teams go into New Orleans and win in that dome? I'm not sure of that, but the Chiefs have a little bit of an issue now, and I think New England's had an issue pretty much the whole season. I wouldn't be surprised if the a team that won this weekend can go in and win an AFC game and make the AFC championship next week.
And, hopefully comes to a win come Monday and all that, you know. But, I mean, they shouldn't have suspended Dixon Lawrence and all them people.
Yeah, that's still a big deal, and I appreciate you pointing that out, man. Hey, by the way, I'm gonna get to a break here. I appreciate you calling in, buddy. Always have a great week, man. And Hal doesn't say it rains every single Friday now, but I think next week might be fine. But I hope you have a great day, buddy.
Chargers rain, go Tigers.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. I would feel a lot better off if Dexter Lawrence was playing. Huggins played great against Notre Dame. I thought Pinckney played well against Notre Dame. Jordan Williams got in there and played well. I'd feel a lot better off with Dexter playing in this. It sounds to me, did I take this wrong? Or am I being too much of a Dabo Swinney optimist?
What?
It sounds to me that by letting these guys go out there, they kind of understand the situation that they're against. Because normally you don't get to travel, this kind of stuff. The NCAA kind of sees what's happened here, kind of believes some of this stuff. Sounds to me that like they will have a pretty strong appeal to play next year, those two fellas, Zach and Braden.
I mean, you could read into that, yeah, I guess. I guess.
No, I'm an optimist.
If it was strong enough, why wasn't it overturned for this one?
It's just because it's probably still in their system. Remember the other guys that got out of their system? The Arizona guy didn't know he took it. I would imagine those guys would be tested again, to be out of their system, and go, okay, you know what? Time served. Maybe?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe.
Just making sure. Did you see?
Nope.
You didn't?
I don't know. What are you going to say?
The University of Georgia... Tim Worley letter.
No, I have not seen this.
It might take a whole segment.
Well, you got 5 minutes.
Let's do it for next segment.
Okay.
Let's do a couple of tweets maybe in this segment. We'll do Biggie later on. We'll do some of those things. But I want to get reaction to it as well. Is that fair?
That is completely fair. It's the Mickey Plyler show after all.
Oh, no. This is segment four right now. So we get whatever you want to do in segment four. Skip writes in on Twitter, and this is very interesting. First of all, Sully writes in, people thought Peyton would too, never did, makes me nervous. Talking about Trevor winning a national championship. You know what? Be nervous if you want, Sully. Or A. Sully. Angelo Tiger Cat. I'm not nervous. With Trevor Lawrence, I'm not nervous. Look, Clemson's an underdog for a reason. Alabama's a better team right now. This is Nick Saban's best team he's ever had. Can we agree upon that, Mr. Or24?
Yes.
And if you lose Nick Saban's best team ever, fine.
Well, best offense he's ever had.
Yes. Yeah,
best defense offense. Defense is not ever. The best he's ever
no,
had.
No, it's not the best defense. But best team, best. I mean, you got to score 40 to beat them. Can you score 40? Clemson has before and didn't beat them.
They averaged 40 and 500 this year, so.
Yeah, we'll see. but Trevor's going to win one. Skip writes in. He said, I read Jeff Scott said about Trevor Lawrence that, quote, once you show him an unusual defensive look, he does not forget it and will absolutely know where to go with the rock when you run it again. Unquote. Skip finishes by saying, TL will be legendary Monday night on the biggest stage. I'm stuck a little bit on this. In that, much like the first trip, well, let me back all the way up. Sitting in the Orange Bowl against Oklahoma the first year of the college football playoffs that Clemson goes to. I didn't know what to expect. I thought Clemson would win the game, but I had this feeling we were on the third row from the top of the stadium, you know, because that's where us aristocrats sit.
And I had just wanted to see the view one time up there.
Yeah, no.
Usually down there on the 50.
That was my original yeah game. Yeah. And I had this feeling come over me. Had this feeling come over me that, hey man, like Clemson is very close to being a lead here. This is awesome. We're gonna go to the national championship. And I made Meredith didn't know it, but I made two plane flights that night at the time. I didn't know until I did it. I made two plane flights to, or two reservations to Arizona. Never been to the desert, whatever. So you get out there and you didn't know what to expect. And I always feel like, I've told you this before, I feel like, man, if you just, you win your division, and then if you have a chance, you know, you win your conference championship, you reach your arch rival, anything on that's top of great, you know, is gravy. The second year in winning in Tampa, and I think I told you this, even going into it, I don't need to win the national championship to validate Clemson's national champ, you know, Clemson's spot in college football. I didn't need that. I want to win it, don't get me wrong. But the journey is what it's about, and I get that, and so, and that's great. And you disagree with that. You said you got to win one, end up winning that one, and that was great. A lot of times on the PGA Tour, they say that, you know, your second win kind of validates your first one, or your second major validates your first one. A lot of people can win one. Your second one validates it. So this is Clemson's second national championship, but so far apart, so you kind of want one more in there to validate that a little bit. Going into last year, I felt like that Clemson kind of, even though they're number one team, and even though, you know, they ended up losing to Alabama, and I didn't see that coming. I didn't know that the field position, turnovers, that kind of stuff. With that said, I didn't think that Clemson was an elite national championship team last year. I didn't think there was one last year. And then Georgia certainly played well. And Alabama certainly played well. And Alabama ended up winning that one. And I'll tell you, one of the great things you can talk about Alabama football is that they've won national championships without their best team. That's, you know, this is a special team at Clemson. The 16 team was a special team. To win one in your non-special year, that's what Clemson would have had to do last year. You agree upon that?
Yes.
With Kelly Bryant. This kind of feels like the first one to me, because the first one out in Arizona, it felt like Clemson was building to something. Now, again, Mr. Orr 24, I don't want you to take this wrong. I want to win, and I'll be disappointed if they lose. But it still feels like the best is yet to come now. With Deshaun's last game, you kind of felt like a little bit different. Like there was a little, not pressure on you, but, man, it felt like if you let that one slip away, if Deshaun Watson doesn't win a national championship at Clemson, who can? You know, I felt like there was the game in Tampa felt a little bit different going into it than the game in Arizona. This feels like the game in Arizona to me, that in case you don't win it, oh, by the way, T. Higgins and Justin Ross and Travis Etienne and Trevor Lawrence will be here next year, that this won't be the last time. There was a part of me that said, after Tampa, that it might take a few years to get back to the national championship. I didn't know, like Ben Bower said, it's been two long years. You know, I didn't know we would be back this soon. I didn't know. I thought maybe. But they were saying, hey, man, Gallman's gone. Mike Williams is gone. Jordan Leggett's gone. Artavis Scott's gone. Deshaun Watson's gone. I didn't know they'd make it back to the playoffs the very next year.
This is the same thing. It's just on the defensive side now.
Right. Right.
It feels like Tampa to me, not Arizona.
Well, if Clemson was playing anybody, if Clemson was playing the 2015 Alabama team or 2016 Alabama team or 2017 Alabama team, I'd feel a lot better about it. Tua changes things. But now I'm going to tell you right now, I think this is Clemson's best team that Alabama's playing. I think that this Clemson team would have beaten any of those Alabama teams, and this Alabama team would have beaten any of the other Clemson teams coming in this year. Is that fair? I think maybe, this is Dabo Swinney's best team. I think this is Nick Saban's best team. Fair?
Fairish. They never played each other, so it's so difficult to make those comparisons. On a theoretical scale, I guess you can make that conclusion, though.
Okay, and the years they played each other, the years you've seen it.
Yeah, but to say this team would be the 2015 team or this team would be the 2016, it doesn't make sense.
Why? There's the same era. Man, we try to talk about different Jordan players versus LeBron or whatever. This is the same
and those
era.
Are ridiculous comparisons and conversations, right?
Yeah.
You can never truly know. So you're just hypothesizing the entire
thing. Sure. But the same thing we do with, what would you do with Georgia playing Clemson's schedule, Clemson playing Georgia's schedule, South Carolina playing the schedule. I think that these two teams right here are the best two college football teams since Florida State's national championship team of 14, 13?
13, right?
Yeah, of 13, yeah. I think these are two of the 10 best college football teams of the last 25 years. Brad Edwards said the same thing. This isn't just Clemson, Alabama 4.0. This is the best Alabama, the best Clemson. This is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Finally, and I mentioned this going into last year's game. that it was Clemson, Alabama 3.0 or Clemson, Alabama 3. Thrill in Manila, you know? The trilogy is what we mentioned.
We caught an uppercut in that one.
Yeah. But, Mr. Ward 24, as I told you last year, I thought, hey, pal, this isn't going to be Ollie Frazier. This is going to be Star Wars. How many Star Wars are there?
Too many.
Like 7?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Anything to tell you that these two teams won't be playing each other, not every year, but 3 out of 4 years, 4 out of 4 years for national championship, 3 of the next 5, 2 of the next 5, 3 of the next 6, 3 of the next 4. I mean, anything to tell you any different? Look at who they're recruiting now. Look at who they've signed now. Look at these quarterbacks now. Anything to tell you that this will be not the only time that Tua and Trevor face each other in college football?
Right now, there's nothing that indicates that this will be the last time these guys face off in the college football final.
Right. Crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So this is just four of – it's like a World Series game. World Series. Right now, Alabama's up 2-1. Best of 7. You know? We'll see. Hey, Greg Wells, Kiwi Financial Group, class of 1990 at Clemson, 100% independent advisor. He's not tied to any big box advising firm. That means that you get to, not pushing any proprietary products out there. So he's independent. Investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, even alternative investments he can help you with. Insurance solutions like life and health and Medicare Advantage and disability, small group stuff, retirement income planning, college estate planning, estate planning, small group retirement plans. Let him get in touch with you. He can help you out. 654-5043, 654-5043, or right beside Max Drive-In at Pendleton Road, 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, or KiwiFG.com. I was talking finances last night with a former financial advisor. It's an interesting times we live in with the market right now. Let Greg take care of you. KiwiFG.com. Short break, more after this. New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plotter. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop our end of the year sale. From now until January 5th, save an additional percentage off our already low prices and you still get your box spring free. And that's not all. For a limited time, if you purchase a premium queen or full-size mattress, you qualify to get an adjustable base for free. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. The end of the year sale at Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 in Seneca, across from Chick-fil-A.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word EASY to 797979, just pay shipping and handling. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text EASY to 797979. Text EASY to 797979.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And a little reverse on a fake punt. Clemson smells it out, though. And it's going to make the tackle at the 23-yard line.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Well, it's all.
Hey, Roosters, roostersmgc.com. I have told you, Mr. Or 24, many, many, many times that I have bad hair.
You got gray hair, but everybody at the station has great hair.
No. We are known for our football knowledge, our sports knowledge, our personalities, our giving, our how good people we are. We are not known for our hair here. I told you before, I'll tell you again. We don't have good hair here. You do.
You got good hair, buddy.
You are the... You carry the mantle around here for hair. But that's it.
That's all right.
Julio, we just have bad hair. Can't help it. But when I go to Roosters, my hair looks better. You know who had bad hair who now has great hair? Jake Bentley.
Yeah.
He used to have the chia pet look.
Yeah.
And they told him, look, man, go to a stylist. He gets it styled now. Jake Bentley has great hair. Mm. If it can help Jake Bentley and his five head, it can help you.
You can help anybody.
RoostersMGC.com. 884-8920. Go by and see him. You're going to love it. Absolutely. Text from Extraordinary says, hair calves. Which one? Have you seen the Liberty, the calf commercial Liberty, the bike rider?
Yeah.
You think of me, right? 654-ROAR, 654-7627. After Jim and Charlotte, I want to know if you know anybody who's driving or give me some of these crazy stories of how in the world you're getting to Santa Clara, California on Monday night. Jim is on our Northland Communication phone line in the Queen City of Charlotte. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Good morning. Hope y'all are doing well.
Man, we're great. We hope you are also.
Great. Yep. Let me give you a scenario, and then I'll hang up and let you comment on it. If Deshaun Watson and Mike Williams had stayed for their senior year, would Clemson be playing for their third national championship in a row? And I'll hang up and let you comment on it.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the phone call. Well, a lot of ifs in there. And, you know, that's, think about it like this, Mr. War24. If you're going to play the if game, the onside kick doesn't go too well for Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Williams stays. Mike Williams stays. Is Clemson playing for the fourth straight national championship? There's two ifs.
Maybe. It's a dangerous game to play.
It is. But the point is, you know, when Josh Rosen, if he'd have stayed at UCLA, they wouldn't have won it. You know, and there's a lot of guys at Alabama that could have stayed. You know? It's a lot of guys that it could have been. So, but to his answer, his question, yes, I could have been doing that. Here's an interesting text on our health care text line. Adrian from Greer. Mickey, I get the feeling that there's some doubt from you the Tigers can win this game. Shock the world Monday night. Book it. Trevor wins first of two national championships, and I disagree this is Bama's best team. Offensively, yes. Defensively, not even close. I would agree the second part of that. Offensively, yes. This is their best team they've ever had. Defensively, no. It's not Saban's best defense. But they're good enough on defense that their offense, what they're doing now, and it's an offensive game now. And the first part of it, you guys, I get the feeling that there's some doubt that the Tigers can win the game. No, 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 no. Don't take that wrong. Clemson can definitely win this game. It's a 5.5-point spread. Clemson can definitely win this game. But Mr. Orr 24, Alabama's favorite for a reason. This is a great Alabama team. I would not be surprised if either won. These are two legendary football teams. These are two battle of the Clash of the Titans here, man. But no, can Clemson win? Sure, absolutely they can win. No doubt about that. I wanted to get this to you in this segment. Let's do this now. Give us a little bit of time. This is from Tim Worley. He's a former Georgia All-American, first-round draft pick of the Steelers. We've had Tim Worley on the show before. His wife, Dee, is a co-founder of Worley Global Enterprise, a leadership marketing communication firm. Remember when Tim and Dee, they called in the same show? And it was awesome. He says, at the risk of sounding arrogant and entitled, I'm about to fuss. Yes, it's about the Sugar Bowl, but I'll get to that in a minute. Along with everyone else in Dog Nation, I saw some proverbial fruit on the UGA football tree last night, and the fruit and the root of that fruit is what I'm compelled to address. But really, I'm fussing without apology. And at the risk of sounding arrogant and entitled again, I submit this. I get to say whatever I want. I play the game. As a dog between the hedges, there's something to be said from that perspective, from someone who actually lived in those trenches, and I'm in no mood for pleasantries. I've spoken to the UGA football team many, many times under two different coaches, including Coach Smart. By the way, that's how he should be addressed. I don't know why it's acceptable to refer to anyone by their first name anymore. Can you imagine calling Coach Dooley Vince or Coach Bryant Paul? He goes, yeah. It's too late to call me old school, blah, blah, blah. But he goes, let the fussing commence, he says. Tim Worley, former Georgia running back, says, do your job. You know what else I did? I played in our bowl game when I was declaring for the NFL draft as a junior. In fact, when I played in the 1989 Gator Bowl against Michigan State, my last game as Georgia Bulldog, guess who else played the same game and declared for the draft a day later? First round and the second overall pick, offensive lineman Tony Mandrich in the first round. 22nd overall pick, Andre Rison, who is, by the way, the Spartans MVP with 9 receptions for 252 yards. Don't at me with your NFL careers. That's not the point. The point is the bowl game I played and had 3 first-round picks in it, and we didn't just play the game. We went at it. We peered, went peered, at peered, it peered. Along with my backfield mate Rodney Hampton, who was also a first-round pick the following year, we flat out battled the entire game, and Georgia won by a score of 34-27 in front of 76,000 people. Why? Because we're supposed to play. Because our universities expected us to play. Because our scholarships required us to play. Because we gave our word to our families and that ourselves that every time we're on the field, we're going to leave everything on it. And equally as important as all those reasons, because our teammates depend on us to play, and we're not going to abandon our brothers. Because every time we played in our school jerseys, it mattered. Whether the UGA coaches and players realize it or not, the Sugar Bowl mattered. He then says, quit smelling yourself. Tim Worley says, now I'll discuss the bigger issue about last night's loss to Texas. Frankly, what has me concerned, really concerned. The issue has been adequately addressed by journalists in this Dog Nation article, but Coach Smart in Texas wanted it more. He said, quote, they wanted it more. I hope you learn. You better show up every time because teams are playing you at the end of the year are all capable of topping you, unquote. With all due respect, Coach, quote, hope isn't going to get it done. You can't, quote, hope, unquote, they get it. You have to make them get it. That only happens with a no-exception culture that is either brought into or by players play somewhere else. You've seen it done. As Alabama's defensive coordinator, you built championship rings, proving it can be done. With this generation of athletes, I mean no disrespect, but the ladder of hope stuff, bro. I'm not a journalist. I'm a ticked-off member of Running Back U. And the issue that concerns me is this entitled apathy. UGA players – and possibly coaches clearly didn't want to be at the New Orleans or didn't want to be at New Orleans last night, and it's because they don't like the gumbo. I'm a native of North Carolina, a country boy, and I'm going to say what happened. What we saw in Lumberton, North Carolina, is they threw their suckers in the dirt. He goes, I'm not going to get into single anyone out, but UGA players were blowing up Twitter during the Clemson-Notre Dame game, lamenting playoff committee's faulty decision-making in choosing them, the four best teams of the playoffs, and they didn't hold back. They were brash. They were arrogant, haughty, loud. And based on last night's lackluster performance, UGA players' bodies at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, but their minds were in Levi's Stadium, where they thought they should have been playing, because a team that beat them will be. UGA showed everyone watching, including NFL scouts, that if they weren't playing in the playoffs, they weren't playing at all. Worley says, another country boy saying, tell the truth and shame the devil. He goes, well, here's the truth. UGA players being comfortable being publicly blasted by the playoff committee, or publicly blasted by the playoff committee, is without question a leadership failure. Mic drop. He says that UGA is at crossroads, and I see an opportunity on the other side that is a nasty taste left in my mouth from the dog's leadership. I'm including coaches and players. That opportunity is someone gets to step up, not during spring practice today, but not during spring practice, but today, and cut the entitled apathy off before it becomes an epidemic. He said, Coach Smart hasn't asked me to come back and speak to the team since his first year at Georgia. But sometimes you have to get mad before changes can happen. And he hasn't hired me as a leadership development consultant, but I'm extending a free advice on this. He goes, Uncle Tim's wisdom. I'm going to finish up with this, Mr. Or 24. Compete every game, no exceptions ever. Win games you're supposed to win. That means all of them. Enough of trying hard crap. You're there to win. Do it. Get off social media before ball games. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut period, your period, mouth period. Say what you have to say for 60 minutes and dominate play. Stop whining about where you're not and commit to where you are. You didn't make the playoff. You made it to the Sugar Bowl. Your job is to play like your life is depending on it in the Sugar Bowl. January 2nd, 2019 hurt recruiting. It hurt the futures of those who will declare for the draft. It might not seem right now, but the long-term effects will be irreparable. The performance last night sent the wrong messages. It encourages pervasive sentiment that college football is just a stepping stone for the NFL. This dishonors the integrity of amateur football, diminishes the privilege it is to play next-level ball, disrespects the scholarship investment the school has made in you as a player in education and athletic ability, and throws up the middle finger at the responsibility that comes with the privilege of playing in the NCAA, and I will say with such bias, especially SEC football. Take a page from Nick Chubb and Sony Michel's book, Big Team, Little Me. Tim Worley getting after it. Got to take a break before we do. Thoughts, Mr. Or 24?
How is that perceived from the Georgia side of things?
I don't know. Well, Georgia fans love it.
They loved it.
I don't know how Georgia players or coaches take it. But where's he wrong?
I thought it was passionate, well-written, and insightful response. I don't think he's wrong in pretty much any area of that response there.
And it's interesting in watching Herb Street and David Pollack and Desmond Howard on the set before the Rose Bowl talk about the guys that are skipping bowl games and this idea that you're even on the sidelines for games that you're not playing in, that kind of stuff. And all those guys, you know, and those guys aren't that old, are they? I'm older than those guys, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of reaching it now, man. You're not a college kid anymore. You're kind of reaching this thing right now.
No.
And I know you want to take up for it. I know you said, well, you got to understand the family's investment. I thought they made great points. The school's invested their scholarship in you. It's still the season. You still get out and play. Now, you might disagree a little bit, but can you see their side of it?
100%.
Okay. Whew. Texas said, does William from Georgia call in? I don't know, man. Where's the cat been? Is he okay? I don't know. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hey, back to 30.com. I'm going over now. You see these, Zach? They got a little zapped over here, man. And these will, they're going to start to peel away here pretty soon. And I'm going to look great, 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 great. Guys, you want to feel better. The testosterone stuff they do, the cool sculpting they do, then get rid of the love handles over there a little bit. They can do stuff for your man boobs. They can do stuff for your face, make it look better. You know, the Botox injections.
You giggle
injections.
At that every morning.
Huh?
You giggle at that part every morning.
Man boobs are funny. I'm sorry. Man boobs are funny. But they're not funny when they're on you.
You call them moobs?
Moobs.
Moobs.
Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Consult with them, call them, sit down. It's a free consultation. And see if they can take care of maybe some blemishes on your face. See if they can take care of maybe your testosterone issues. See if they can take care of maybe you know, some fillers, some Botox type stuff. See if they can just take care of you with non-surgical type of non-invasive stuff. Anyway, let Back to 30 do it. Award-winning, safe, train again. The best products, the best people. I want to look good, man. I want to look good. Looking better now as a result of Back to 30. Give them 5 minutes, they'll give you back 10 years. Back to 30.com. Short break, more after this.
This Saturday, the Tigers travel to Durham to open ACC play with a matchup with perennial national power, the Duke Blue Devils, in hopes of bringing home a victory. Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season, from first tip to last buzzer, right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletic, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word EASY to 797979, just pay shipping and handling. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text EASY to 797979. Text EASY to 797979.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show. January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Trying to keep it, and now we try to pitch it, and Xavier Thomas tackles him at the 9, and X marks the spot.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Friends at Katechee, CATEECHEE.com. Mr. Orr 24, I bring you good news. I bring you the news that at Katechee right now, in January and February, and have you seen the weather? Great weather the after today for the next 2 weeks.
Cold?
No. Upper 50s, low 60s. Love.
What happened to winter?
Old man winter gone. Bye. That's it. Gone. The groundhog. Didn't see a shadow. We're good. No. But it's going to be great weather. I bring you this great piece of news at Katechee. Winter rates in effect for all of January and all of February. Even though it's not going to feel like winter, $42.50. Cart included $42.50. How about that? In looking at the 10-day forecast, once the rain gets out of here today, it's not going to rain a whole lot. Any big days in there. Plus, 61 tomorrow, 66 on Sunday, 60 on Monday, 65 on Tuesday. Get out and play. 65 is not winter, but Katechee still has winter rates. When it costs less money than the temperature, that's a good thing. CATEECHEE.com. $42.50 winter rates in January and February. Awesome job there. Our friend Alan on the Northland Communication phone lines checks in. Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Doing fine, Mick, on 85. I was thinking about using a couple of your sponsors. They were almost at Katechee, but I think it'd be a rain out there today.
Yeah, you might want to wait till tomorrow at Katechee.
But at your sponsor just before that, I was thinking about maybe having a little man boob surgery. I think about just having one done and see if I liked it, and then I'd go to the other one.
I get a little lopsided in there. It might help with your setup with your golf game, man. You know, you might want to get behind the ball a little bit better, maybe.
We're going to actually get lucky through a good friend. We're going to flying out to the game today out of Atlanta, save a good bit of money doing that. But one of my buddies helped us get on. We're going to play Olympic Club on Tuesday morning, the day after the game, so that's just a real privilege. So it's going to be a great trip.
From what I know about Olympic, and I know people who played it before, get ready for some side hill lies. So the golf course runs on the hill, but it runs sideways over. So I can't wait to hear. I want to report Wednesday on the show, whenever you get back, whatever. Love to hear a report about Olympic.
Yeah, we're just going to do Pebble Beach area one day, San Francisco one day, the game the other one day, and that Olympic the other. So just me and Kevin, who you met at the ACC tournament the other day when we were having dinner. And we're going to have a good time, and hope there's not too many empty seats.
Well, you know, I think this might be a wake-up call about how we go about things and call a little audible in the future. But, you know, either way, we're going to have a great time. That'd be a pretty good trip right there now if you guys could pull this off. Pull the national championship off and then play, you know, a great round over Olympia. That's a pretty good little trip there.
Yeah, it's real good. It is amazing how this ticket pricing is this year versus when we were at Tampa a couple of years ago. It was $1,500 still at halftime. So for the guys that bought 10 or 12 were committed to 10 or 12 tickets from IPTE early for $575, and now they can't sell them for $300. This is a tough deal this year. I hope people, something's done in the future. This is a hard deal.
Well, think about it like this, though. Now, just from the secondary ticket market, we were talking about this, Brad and I were talking about this off the air yesterday. Just from the secondary ticket issue, it's if you went to Tampa and you ended up paying a couple thousand dollars for a ticket, if you drove to Tampa, paid a couple thousand dollars for a ticket, it's actually cheaper to go to Santa Clara than it is Tampa if you had to buy in the secondary market. Now, if you got them through Clemson or through Alabama or whatever, the face value is about $700 in that range. You end up better in Tampa. But as much as the price and the gouging that went on as with the airlines in this one, well, the secondary ticket market, the gouging went on in Atlanta last year, and it went on in Tampa because of the proximity of the teams.
Yeah, you after what happened in Tampa, I was afraid to go to the secondary market, worried they'd be way higher than the IPTA price, and it's the exact opposite this year. So
yeah.
I guess we'll just have to learn from it.
Yeah. We will see, man. I think
all right, buddy.
We're going to learn. We'll see. You know, they're always calling audibles. Who knows what the playoffs look like in the future? I remember the very first one, before I let you go, I remember the first one, my wife and I were out in Glendale out there in Phoenix, and in the middle of the first quarter, she's like, what are we doing in the middle of the desert? Two teams from the South out here in the middle of the desert. And, you know, she made a lot of sense. So hopefully we'll figure this thing out.
It did. And the last thing on the game, I think Trevor Lawrence holds the key. I think our defense will give up maybe some chump plays, but we just got to hope and pray that Trevor doesn't get rattled, and he hasn't, so that he – and they don't sack him too much. He gets some open receivers. If they shut him down, we're probably done. But if he has a great, if he has a great game, we're going to win. There's no question.
I would agree with that. I think he gets off to a slow start like he does on a few of these games, plays better as the game goes on, and then uses this experience in the future as, man, you've seen the best of the best. You've seen the national championship and the college football playoff and the Cotton Bowl, and you've seen in Dallas, and next year moving forward just keeps getting better and better and better. And as Jeff Scott and Dabo said, the best is yet to come, buddy.
You got it. All right, Mickey, enjoy the show. Hope to see you out there.
Have a safe trip, and I'd love to hear about Olympics. See you out there.
See you. Bye-bye.
Now, one of the great things about San Francisco is within an hour, I say an hour, within, I don't know, 50 miles because traffic's pretty bad there. Monterey and you know, Links of Spanish Bay, whatever, and Poppy Hills and Pebble Beach, and Monterey Club and Cypress, and then Pasatiempo and Olympic and Hardin Park and Country Club San Francisco, whatever. You're talking about, there's 10, 12, 15 of the top 100, 150 golf courses in the country within 50 miles of each other. So you're talking about an amazing golf area. So can't wait to hear. I've got some friends of mine that are playing.
You bringing the sticks out?
No. Just can't afford that, man. Just trying to get there and get back safe. So looking forward to it. I will tell you this. At some point in time, I'd like to be able to get out there to do it. But, no, I can't do that. That's for the aristocrats, not for us po-boys coming out of all that.
Careful now.
Boy, that's true. You watched the end of the Under Armour All-American game last night?
No, of course not.
Really? What do you mean, of course not? Like, you're too good for the Under Armour American game? Yes. What are you, Georgia? Like, you're too good for it?
I'm too good for the Under Armour All-American game.
Are you too good for the Mickey Plata show? Because you sound like that sometimes, too. Like,
no,
I'm too good to be
no,
doing this.
No. 6 to 9 every day, locked and loaded, big boy.
Jerrion Ealy. Apparently, and I hadn't seen it yet, I taped it, so I'll watch it today. I got two football games to watch today. Clemson, Notre Dame, and the Under Armour All-American game. Ealy put on the show last night and set the record, I think, 19 carries, 116 yards, 2 touchdowns.
He's going to play baseball.
Maybe, man.
I've written him off.
Huh?
I've written him off.
Well, how do you live in this negative world you live in over there? Like, everything's...
I don't live in a negative world.
I don't know.
In a realistic world.
You live in a negative world where you ran off Dave Robertson?
The Yanks?
Yeah, ran him off.
He signs with Philadelphia for 2 years.
I don't think the Yankees wanted him, though.
David Robertson has finished third on the all-time most appearances by a Yankees pitcher list.
Mm.
David Robertson.
Yeah.
Third all-time in Yankees history for most appearances in a game.
Well, relievers in...
For pitchers.
And setup men now, you know, they just get work.
That's wild to me.
Yeah, they get work down. That's how it is, man. They just get a ton of work down there. Texture said, Jerrion Ealy equals capital B, capital E, capital A, capital S, capital T. Beast. Going back to our last segment, finishing up, because I have a ton of texts. You see all the texts we have about Tim Worley?
Ton of texts.
This plays well with Georgia fans. I'll ask you, and we don't know the reaction to Georgia itself through all this. Can Kirby Smart turn this into a positive and turn this into a chip that can be placed squarely on the shoulder of University of Georgia football? Meaning, not Tim Worley, meaning that how we played in New Orleans, we learned a lesson from it, and we grow from this. And this, as Jake Bentley once said, never again.
It's certainly conceivable that he can do that. It would be preferable if you're a Georgia fan listening this morning to the Mickey Pyle show that your coach, Coach Smart, not Kirby, Coach Smart, please have some respect for him, Mickey, would do that and possibly turn this thing around. Not turn it around, but just keep it on the right path because people feel like it's kind of veering off the tracks, right?
Mm. Yeah. We'll see. I do know this. I am having lunch with Jay and Davis Orders next week when we get back from Engineered Sleep. I can't wait. I love learning about their business model. These guys now, when I first met them, I'm like, man, how did you guys get in the mattress business? Their grandfather was in it. And so they've seen it all. And perhaps besides getting the great end product at my house, the great bed and the great end product at your house, the great pillow that you have, perhaps the thing I learned the most was how to buy a mattress and all the things that the major mattress manufacturers do of shortcuts and ways that they cut corners and things like this. And then I watch a mattress being made and what all goes into it. So I now know so much more besides just the great mattress. Go through the process with them if you can. Talk to them if you're online with them and learn more about what they do and how they do it and why it's different and why still, for what you're getting, it's an unbelievable deal. Also, more about these big businesses around Greenville, the hospital systems and ScanSource and some of these, how your company can get involved with them, how your company can save money, and a listener here at WCCP can save money by mentioning us. Main thing I'm telling you is make the phone call. Go by and see them. It's Engineered Sleep off of over in Greenville, engineeredsleep.com, hour 3 after this.